Bear with me one second. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, a couple of things took place. We had the basketball tournament that everybody gets infatuated with. And we had the opening of Major League Baseball. And they always call it opening day, right? And you know, since I was a kid, baseball has been my sport. I always told everybody, I love baseball, but football is my passion. But I played baseball from the time I was old enough to walk until I graduated from high school. I love baseball. And there was nothing more exciting or nothing more anticipated, I guess, than opening day. Opening day. People make a big deal out of it. When I was a young man, I would figure out a way to maybe get out of work early so I could see the Braves have opening day. And back in those days, they weren't very good. It didn't really matter. But it was a big deal. You know, opening day was something special. It was eagerly anticipated. It was exciting. All those things happened. And the same thing kind of happens, or the buildup they have with the basketball tournament. You know, everybody gets really excited about it, and they fill out their brackets, and everybody can't wait for the very first day. And, it, you know, it dominates television for the first 2-3 days that it starts. When opening day starts, or when you have opening day, you know, you have your anticipation for your team, and you have high expectations, right? Regardless of whether your team was really good last year, or whether your team was projected to be really good this year, or whether you have a bottom dweller, and you know, there was not really much chance, but everybody's expectations were really high. You had hope that your team would be the Cinderella team this year, even if it's in the basketball tournament. You had hope that things were going to be different. And when that first season, the first few games start, and your team does well, and your excitement level escalates, and you're really, really excited about it, and then a month passes by, and 2 months passes by, and you realize that maybe the team that you like so much is not doing so well. So the hope that you had for that team begins to diminish a little bit. Your expectations drop. You know that your team's just not that good, and you're not going to have much hope of being in the World Series when the end of the season comes. The hope leaves. So does this play out, losing hope, in our lives today? That's the question we ask ourselves. You know, think back when we were first baptized and when you first obeyed the gospel, the zeal and the excitement and all those things that you had in your life, and you were ready to go slay the world and convert everybody you came in contact with. It was, your hopes were incredibly high, and then all of a sudden life kind of starts and temptations come your way, and things happen to you, and it kind of puts a dent in your hope, kind of puts a dent in your enthusiasm. It happens to all of us from time to time. You know, we get bombarded with things in life, whether it's financial or whether it's sickness, pick one. Things can drag us down and cause us to sometimes have our hope waver a little bit. You know, Paul says in Romans, if you want to turn with me, Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. We rejoice in hope, and hope that things are going to work out for the way that they should work out for us, the way we felt when we were first baptized, or the way we felt when something went well in our lives. We have that hope, and we have that to sustain us. God's, our Christian hope, should sustain us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 describes hope as an anchor. describes hope as an anchor. You know, Christian hope should sustain us. Christian hope should sustain us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Hope. This world and life are filled with turmoil and tribulation. We see it every single day. Some days are better than others, but we still have times that we experience things that are not always the best things we can experience. But we still should have our Christian hope. And a Christian hope's not a wish. Christian hope's not a maybe. A Christian hope is not "I hope so," or with no expectation of it happening. A Christian hope sustains us, knowing that if I remain faithful, God will save me eternally. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 calls hope lively. It's living. It's something that we can see and touch and feel. It's a living hope. And it should be working in us every single solitary day. And Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, "I hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." Hope. God promised us that. God promised us eternal life if we obey. God's promise that if we remain obedient, that hope becomes a reality of eternal life. Hope for a Christian is active. It's not a thing that we can just kind of sit and wait and hope that it comes to us. It's something we have to work for. There are those here tonight who have been weakened because of the things that have taken their eyes off Christ, or things that have happened to you that have taken your eyes off the prize, and you have a chance to renew that hope tonight. Repent and pray God that all the things that you have done will be forgiven you, and whatever has caused you to lose this hope or the faith that you have. But sadly, if you've never obeyed the Lord in baptism, you have no hope. You have no hope of eternal life. But all is not lost, because faith, repentance, confession, and baptism brings you into a covenant relationship with God, makes you a child of God, and you have the hope of eternal life just like everybody else does who's a Christian. Whatever your circumstances may be, if we can help in any way, come as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.